sound is some of the live performances now coming from the Royal Mile as the Fringe has officially started. So all the previews out the window, it's all live and there's lots of exciting flying going on with wonderful costumes that range from World War I to astronauts to figures from Scottish history, and of course there are fire eaters as well. What more could you want on a weekend? So I've been blissfully entertained this morning by a cappella singing. You can hear again some of the live entertainment there in the background. I'll just try and move a little bit further away. So the Modern Maori Quartet raised the roof today at the bottom of the Royal Mile. In spite of the rain, it actually brought out the sun. Their show is That's Us. It's four men. They entertained us only with the music of the guitar and their voices, and using the Maori art of storytelling during their singing, they told the full story. And even though the lyrics weren't in English, it was amazing to carry forward this story with their voices, and also they dramatised it with their moves that they did on stage. Now, bearing in mind this was just on a temporary stage in the rain in the middle of the street, their show is going to be even bigger, and that is at Assembly on George Square, and that's Studios 3, and they're on at 2:25 up until the 28th of August. So if you like your music to move you, tell you a story, take you somewhere else, experience new culture and heartfelt performances, the four men definitely put their heart and soul into this. And this is New Zealand's favourite Maori show band. So you can find them on Twitter with Modern Maori Q as their Twitter hashtag, and go and see them if you're up at the Fringe. I've stumbled now onto a walking tour as I walk further along the Royal Mile. And a beautiful all-in-blue female a cappella is Bluebells, and I've just literally walked past their little show that they did on the street. And some of the quotes we had from this is a cast who seemed to respect and love every note they sang, and it sounded fantastic. This is in association with About Time Theatre Company, and you can find them at The Space at Symposium Hall, which is venue 43. And they are called the Moulin Blues, is a show, and they were all in blue, sequined, really shone out, and a beautiful soft confidence that really gave pitch-perfect songs with a little feeling of the blues in it. So they're from the University of Exeter in Devon, and they were founded in 2013, known for their cheeky personalities, tight harmonies and infectious rhythm. I felt there was much more of a softness to their show, hearing them just a second, and their music ranges from Ella Fitzgerald to Paloma Faith, but definitely sultry tones and smoky harmonies. So if you like some velvet vocals, then head along there at 4:20 up until the 19th of August at Symposium Hall. A beautiful, full-hearted musical theatre and performance came from the a cappella troupe Aquapella, and they presented Happy Hour for us on the Royal Mile in one of the free theatre booths that you can enjoy. It's family friendly, and Fringe Review has described them. Catch them if you can, you won't regret it. Now, where can you catch them? Well, at C venues up until the 12th of August till 3 o'clock. At 3 o'clock, they will perform for 50 minutes, and tickets largely under a tenner for the early shows, and then goes up to 10.50 further into the run. And it was Happy Hour. They really engaged us, and what I liked about their performance was everybody on the stage had their starring moments. It wasn't just like listening to a choir. It had a lot of depth, and it took us to a place that really was entertaining and very crowd friendly, and they got the energy of the crowd behind them and they raised it when they needed to. So all in all, a great performance, which I recommend. One musical that you can't escape for here at the Fringe is Boris the Musical. That's the 5th to the 11th of August at the Bourbon Bar, Edinburgh. Now, a little word of warning, this is part of the free Fringe, but don't get your expectations too high, because whenever you leave the free Fringe program, you do feel obliged to give a small donation, usually of a fiver. So it's going to be cheaper than a regular show, yes, but I think free Fringe, you know, unless you're very hard-hearted and determined to get to the exit quicker than you can, they can get the donation basket out, it will not essentially be free. So I hope that's been some musical ideas to move you forward if you are looking out for something fun here in Edinburgh, or to see these guys as they would tour around Britain afterwards. They're definitely well worth looking for. Just wanted to give you a taste of what's happening here and how the acts are selling themselves beautifully and with integrity on the Royal Mile, and giving full value is a good way, I've learned anyway, of taking my art a little bit further about how I can be more customer facing with art that I want to spread forward. So if you've enjoyed this, please do subscribe, do share your comments if there's anything you'd like me to cover or something that is interesting to you, and I look forward to talking to you again soon.